Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the show. I am your host, Ellen Marie, and I am excited to share with you some things that have been on my heart this past week. It has been an incredible, incredible week, and I wanted to share something with you because many of us, many of my listeners, are people in business, people who have businesses, people who are developing, growing, have ideas, who are trying to shift into the next level of their life, who work for themselves, who are maybe working a job, but working on a business so that they can work for themselves. And I wanted to dedicate this show to you guys today because one of the things that has been coming up is you have a lot of people who are trying to devalue or trying to, I would say, sabotage people's businesses, people's ideas, people's goals. And you need to stay encouraged and keep your mind focused on what it is that God has called you to do. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the haters. Everybody knows what a hater is. We know that they are there to try and distract us, to discourage us, to keep us off course, to tell us it's not going to work. But I want to encourage you today and let you know that it is going to work. Your business will flourish. Your business will grow. You will go to the next level. I remember someone in my past when I actually was starting out in public relations, you know, dealing with the people, working with entertainment and shows. And this individual told me that when you first start in business, you learn who not to work with. Now, do you think that's true? I mean, you know, when he told me that, it kind of hit home a little bit. It's like, you know, you learn who not to work with. So that means that in the beginning, you know, I equated that to you're going to experience some bumps in the road. You are going to experience some things and some trials and tribulations in the beginning when you are trying to iron out the kinks of how it is that you want to run your business. You are going to experience that. You're going to find that the people you thought should have been working with you or on your team are not the people that God has really designated for you to work with. You know, you want people who have the same mindset, the same goals as you, the same the same wavelength of thinking as you when it comes to business so that you can build and that you can grow. You will have differences, and differences are good because you need to have that balance. However, you want people who understand, yes, we have these differences, but I understand what your vision is. I understand what the goal is, and let's move forward in that. You need people who can give you constructive criticism, people who are not always going to agree with you, but can help you see the other side of the coin. You need people that are going to be that to you as well. So it's so many things that you learn in the beginning, and I had to learn that too and continue to learn that, because when you are being taken to another level, especially in business, especially when God gives you ideas for new business and new business ventures, you want to make sure that you have people on your team that understand the vision and the goal and is not necessarily trying to shift and change what God has called you to do. Now, I want you to be very careful about dealing with people like that. There are some people who will come in the form of light, in the form of, hey, I'm trying to help you, when really they're trying to shift and change or even take over what it is that you're doing. And those are the people you really don't need. You know, you need to really think about, what are these people, what are they coming with, where, what is their position, what is their intention, why do they want to work with me, why is it that they want to connect on a certain level, and just, you know, trust your instincts, trust God, so that you can make sound decisions and make the right decisions when it comes to dealing with people in business. Not everybody has your best interest in heart. They have their best interest at heart. So you want to be very careful of that. You want to be careful of those who claim to care and really only are concerned with themselves. So be careful in that. There are so many people doing so many things. great things. And, you know, don't get discouraged when people, you know, may try to devalue you, devalue your business, devalue your name, whatever it is that may be going on. Understand that you are on to something great. There is something that you have plugged into and something that God has given you to do. And if you are excited about it, if it's growing, if people are receptive and responsive to what it is that you are doing and who you are, keep on going. Just because you know someone, or just because, you know, they are of the same faith as you, or whatever, you know, you may have crossed paths, does not mean that that person is necessarily for you in business. Everyone is going to be happy for you. When you step out of the box, when you decide to do something different, when you decide to do something new, exciting, creative, you know, just revolutionary, you know, when you decide to do something that is totally outside of the box, not everyone is going to be happy for you. Not everyone is going to be there to support you and pat you on the back and say, hey, I love this. This is great. But I guarantee you that if you keep on going, there are going to be people who are going to be there, who are going to say, wow, this is awesome. I want to be a part of this. And it may not be people of the same faith as you. Don't look at that. You know, some people are so heavenly bound that they are no earthly good. You know, God didn't say that, hey, you know, this Muslim over here, this Hindu over here wasn't going to be interested in what it is that I have placed on you or your business. And some people are so blinded by their own quote-unquote faith that they can't see God in what is happening around them. And we have to still be earthly good. We can't be so high up that we can't actually come low and see what's happening right there around us. And you want to be mindful of that also. There are going to be people who don't like you, and that's okay. There are going to be people who are not interested in what you do, and that is okay. But understand that you have to keep going. You have to believe in your product. Believe in what it is that you have to bring to the table. Believe in the service that you are offering. Believe in yourself. Do you. Don't worry about the haters. Don't worry about what they're saying to you. Don't worry about what you're seeing, what you're hearing. Don't allow that to stop you from achieving your goals. See, a lot of people get discouraged. A lot of people, you know, people start saying stuff and doing stuff. Understand, they're not even doing half the stuff that you're doing. They're not even trying to develop a business. They're not even, you know, spending the long nights, hours, days working, writing, you know, contacting people, connecting with different people, trying to make things happen for themselves. They are not even working towards a goal. And you're going to let them take you off course? I think not. I think that you need to keep on going. I think you need to keep building your business, keep encouraging people through it, you know, keep on moving forward and allow people, you know, try to do your best to listen and understand, you know, what other people have to offer and bring to the table as well. And I think that's going to be an important factor as we grow in business. Something that I heard Jennifer Hudson say on a show, and, you know, this may not be her quote, but I want to leave you with this. It is not how good you are, but how good you are to work with. And you want to be someone that people can work with you. You want to be a person, and this goes for people who are not even in business. This goes for business owners and those who are working for other people. You want to be someone that people do want to work with, but you also want to be a person that can use your discernment to understand what people are bringing to the table and if this particular connection is the right connection for me in business. Because just because something looks great and it seems like it would be oh so awesome does not mean that it is oh so awesome or great for you. It may not be the thing that God may want you to, you know, have right now in your business. This person may not be the person that you're supposed to work with in business, and that is okay, because the right people who are supposed to work with you will come into your life, and you will be able to move forward, you will be able to grow, and you will be able to make it happen. And I just want to leave you with that. This is Motivation for Life. I am your host, Ellen Marie. Talk to you next week.